A year ago, the conflict in Sudan broke out between the Sudanese armed forces and paramilitary rapid support forces. The United Nations says the war has claimed as many as 15,000 lives. Many South Sudanese who lived in Sudan have fled home to escape the fighting. Some now are experiencing dire conditions without a place to live or a job. 46-year-old Stella Lomako is traveling to Juba from the Blukat Transit Center in Malakal. She worked as a housemaid in Khartoum before the war. Lomako says her husband died, so she must take care of their four children on her own. Cheering up, Lomako says she cannot predict how a life will be in Juba after losing everything because of the conflict.
We were living a good life in Khartoum with my children. My husband died. I was the one responsible for them. I was working, but the situation became difficult when the war started. Life is now very difficult. The children are sick. I am also sick. And I do not have money. I spent 20 years in Khartoum now. I am going to Juba to my uncle's house. My uncle died, but his wife is still alive.
Lomako says her goal was to get her children out of a war zone, but as a result, her older daughter had to interrupt her university education.
My first daughter is 20 years old. The boy has 18 years old, another one 15, and the last born has 13 years. My firstborn daughter was remaining with 1 year to finish university. They studied in Arabic, but now they are going to Juba. Maybe it will be difficult because schools are in English in Juba. I do not know anyone to help me with the education of my children.
45-year-old Angelina Anthony, a mother of seven, is traveling to Wau from Blukat Transit Center in Malakal, but she says she does not know anyone in Wau. Anthony went to Khartoum when she was a young girl. She says the conflict forced her to leave behind nearly all her belongings when she fled, including her children's clothes in Khartoum.
The war in Sudan affected me badly. My husband died in 2005, and I have seven children. Two children finished university education, and I was working as a house help in Khartoum to earn money to feed my children. I was working part-time as a house help and part-time in a factory. Now I am going to Wau, and I do not know anyone there. When the war started, I was in Omdurman, and I did not know I would reach here because I had nothing. But God opened for us the door to come back to rain.
54-year-old Mojud Ibrahim, a father of five who hails from Ye in Central Equatorial State, says he is glad to come back home. He appreciates the help he has gotten from Reng to Blukat Transit Center in Malakal. Ibrahim says he lost the small business he ran in Khartoum because of the fighting. Ibrahim says he is eager to start a new life back in South Sudan. He says most of the returnees are vulnerable and need support.
I am very optimistic now to go home and to start new life because I am working in market. But I need some help and some support like microfinance and something like that. We have our own house in Juba. No problem for housing now. The problem is how to get some finance so as to start new work there. Organization can support us through some projects of livelihood to support us with finance and something like that, so as we can start our new life there. The returnees are needy people.
Mai Kong, chairperson of a task force for receiving returnees at Blukat Transit Center, advises South Sudanese coming home not to sit back when they find a place to settle.
Wherever you reach has your final destination or your home area. Government of South Sudan now become having peace. There's no anything that can forbid anyone from doing his own activities. Anything that related to human lives need hard work.
He urges partner organizations across the country to give the returnees all the support they need to reintegrate into communities. Since the conflict began, South Sudanese have returned in large numbers through the support of the International Organization for Migration, South Sudan's Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, and other groups. The United Nations Refugee Agency says at least 1.8 million have fled Sudan to other countries, and about 640,000 of them have gone to South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwad, reporting from Malakal, Upper Nile State.